Hi, this is Karen Brown from Go Green Inside. In today's podcast, I'll be chatting with Heidi Fritz, a naturopathic doctor and research fellow at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, about heart health. Hello, Heidi, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me.
So I understand that you were recently involved in a couple of studies, one of which was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, looking at the effectiveness of naturopathic medicine in the treatment of cardiovascular disease. Can you tell us a little bit about the primary study, first of all, and what the objective was and what you did?
Sure. So the primary study, we looked at the effectiveness of add-on naturopathic care for reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. So what we did is we took a group of about 250 participants who were identified as being at high risk of getting cardiovascular disease, and we divided them into two groups. Both of the groups were instructed to continue receiving their usual medical care through their family doctor, whatever that consisted of, and then half of the group was randomized to receive additional naturopathic care for the course of a year. And what we did is over the course of that year and at the end of 12 months, we measured things like cholesterol and blood pressure and blood glucose to see if there was any difference between the two groups. And of course, these factors are identified as being risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Great. And what was the outcome of that study?
Sure. So what we found is that at the end of 12 months, there was a significant reduction in the 10-year risk of developing cardiovascular disease, so a 3% reduction in the naturopathic care group, as well as a 16% reduction in the prevalence of something called metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is a constellation of risk factors. So it could be people who have slightly elevated cholesterol, slightly elevated blood pressure, and slightly elevated blood glucose, or it could be people who are overweight and have slightly elevated cholesterol and slightly elevated blood pressure. So you're basically looking at people who have three or more borderline risk factors for heart disease. And so there was a 16% reduction of that, of metabolic syndrome, in the patients who got naturopathic care.
Great. Now, your second study was related to the first. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes. So this one is more recent. So the first one was published about March or April of last year. And the second one was actually just published this month. And what the second analysis looked at was the cost effectiveness of delivering this care to people. So one of the criticisms of having naturopathic care be more standard and available to everyone in the healthcare system is the additional cost that it would represent. So in this study, what we looked at was what is actually the cost of the naturopathic care that was delivered. It was 7 visits over the course of a year. So what is, you know, the hourly rate of a naturopath? What would that cost? Any sort of testing associated with that? What's the cost of that? And that was balanced with any sort of cost savings that might be associated with the naturopathic care. So was there any reduction in the use of medical doctor visits? So maybe less OHIP billings through that avenue. Was there any reduction in medication costs? So that would be a reduction of costs for society as well as for employers who cover that through the insurance plans. There's also, they looked at productivity. So if people had increased productivity at work, that would be a cost savings for the employer and for society. And so what they found when they added all of this together was approximately $1,100 in savings for each participant in savings to society and a similar amount in savings to the employer. So what they actually found is that giving people naturopathic care was not an additional cost to society or to the employer, but it was actually a cost savings, and it also resulted in better health for the patients.
That's great. Not surprising to me somehow, but I think that's great to have data that really substantiates that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great, and that's quite significant, $1,100. It's quite significant.
Well, for each person, right?
So. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to just back up a little bit and talk about the naturopathic approach to prevention of heart disease and how that might actually look if a patient comes to see a naturopath. and is at increased risk for heart disease. What might that appointment typically look like? What would be involved?
Sure. So we would use a lot of the same tools in terms of assessment. So we would do the same types of blood tests or obtain copies of recent ones done by a family doctor. And we would use that as our baseline and keep monitoring those types of markers. But in terms of treatment, naturopathic care would focus on things like diet and certain supplements that have been shown to reduce cardiovascular risk markers. So some of the diets that we commonly prescribe are things like the Mediterranean dietary pattern, which emphasizes consumption of fruits and vegetables, less intake of processed foods, less intake of saturated fat and red meat, consumption of extra virgin olive oil and nuts and seeds. So we would recommend those types of patterns to the patient, as well as there's other diets such as the portfolio diet and the DASH diet that are used for cholesterol and blood pressure respectively. And we would amalgamate characteristics of these into kind of a cohesive plan for the patient. And one of the distinguishing factors of naturopathic medicine is that we spend a lot of time with the patients. So you get a step-by-step guide, you know, face-to-face with someone who can instruct you in how to implement these types of diets. And so that leads to greater compliance with the patients because they're more confident in what they're doing, they're more clear on what they're doing, they know practically how to start doing it. It's not just a piece of paper that's given to them at the end of the visit, if that. So that's the dietary side of it. Some of the supplements that we use are omega-3 fatty acids, particularly fish oil, which has been shown to reduce not only the risk of sudden cardiac death, which is a great outcome, but also it's been shown to reduce cholesterol, particularly triglyceride component, as well as blood pressure. So that's a very popular supplement with naturopaths, and rightly so. Some of the other ones that we would use in a more targeted setting are things like plant sterols. So we use that for reduction of cholesterol. Things like cinnamon or chromium are sometimes used for reduction of blood sugar, blood glucose. We have supplements such as coenzyme Q10 and the herb hibiscus are used commonly for reducing blood pressure. And there's some other antioxidant-based supplements that we might use just to protect arteries from damage and patients who might have diabetes or high blood pressure. So that's kind of the foundation of what we do.
Great. So very comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask where people might be able to find out about the details of these studies if they're interested in looking into it a little further, as well as if you perhaps have a website yourself for your own clinical and or research work.
For sure. So on the CCNM website, which is ccnm.edu, there's a research tab, and under that there should be a peer-reviewed research or peer-reviewed abstracts tab where people can access all the abstracts of every study that CCNM has produced. So both of these are there. If they want the full paper, both of them are open access publications, which means you can go onto PubMed or the journal website, and you should be able to download the full text without any sort of cost. So they can do that also. For my personal website, I practice in Bolton, Ontario, and it's called Bolton Naturopathic Clinic. Our website is boltonnaturopathic.ca, so they can also find us there.
Great, and I'll post all of that information up so with a live link, ideally, so that people can go straight to where they need to go.
Perfect.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much. This is actually very, very useful and enlightening information, so I really appreciate you spending some time here with us today. I'm going to say goodbye now, and hopefully we can have you back on again sometime soon.
Thank you, Karen.
Hey, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. For more great tips on natural health, inspired living, and how to sustain your internal environment, please visit us at gogreeninside.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GoGreenInside. Thanks for listening, and be well.